This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
And then Lara said, "Do you want to be my boyfriend?"
No!
And then Legolas said, "Yes,
no!
I will be your boyfriend."
No!
And then Lara and Legolas kissed again and said, "Wait, who's calling the cops?"
It's me. I'm calling the cops.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fan Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good horn. Happy Time Start Story over at EGM.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand? Fuket Magenta! Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Fuket Pinker!
The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Fuket to Purple!
The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female Square Boots! Action Figure!
Fuket the Ocean Water!
The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Fuket Crimson. The Pruning Decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass, combine!
Supremely chest breast, combine!
Make me dick, combine!
I guess I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else!
Can't
see this.
This MIDI does not hold up over time. Yes, Jessica is the song for every Doom level, Dade.
Oh, so I was thinking about stuff, as I do.
Uh-huh.
So you did that meme where it's like, I made a robot watch 1,000 hours of whatever?
Uh-huh. Oh, I made AI watch 1,000 hours, and this is what it generated?
Yeah, so start of the show, Jessica is playing. Cars are showing in resplendent glory. They're all on fire. James May in silhouette, also on fire. Interior of the Top Gear studio. Everyone is applauding. Jeremy Clarkson comes out and eats one of the audience members. Everyone applauds harder.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Top Gear. Today we're going to be sitting in a car doing carly things. Richard Hammond is out and about driving the newest 1989 Ford car.
Car is on fire.
Car is on fire. Heavy dubstep plays. James May is now inside the car instead of Richard Hammond. And he says, "This is very fast while driving very slow." Interior studio. Everyone is pointing and laughing at Richard Hammond. They are all pointing down towards the ground because he is short.
Wow.
Brain Trust, what is your pimp name?
I'm
going to bring this up because I recently watched the pimp council scene from Black Dynamite. They have pimp names like Chocolate Giddy Up, Fresh Shampoo, Captain Kangaroo Pimp. So which pimp are you, Logan?
I'm Pedialyte Pimp.
Ooh, Pedialyte Pimp. That's good.
Yo, Pedialyte, how you doing over there?
Oh, just staying hydrated.
Oh my gosh, that's right. You keeping people nice and hydrated, making sure they don't get that bad diarrhea.
Sean, same question.
I don't even know. What do you think would be?
You live in Canada, right?
Yes.
How about we call you Maple Syrup? Because you sticky sweet.
Ooh.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Steve, what is your pimp name?
Could I just be Slow King? Because he already looks like a pimp.
Yeah, I guess.
Just think about it. He's got the crown, he's got the bling, and he's got that look in the eyes just like, yeah.
And he doesn't wear pants just like you do in real life.
Man, that would have been good to have on like the job contract is that no matter what workplace I'm at, I can only work pantsless, and I require somebody servicing me at all times underneath the desk.
You know, they have a trope for that, right?
They do?
Not exactly, but the trope that you're describing is the bunny ears lawyer. Someone who is so incredible at their job, but they have some sort of weird and strange quirk that is the only thing else that defines them. So,
okay, so their kink dictates their brilliance.
What?
It doesn't dictate the brilliance. It's just that the brilliance that they have is underscored by the fact that they walk around with no pants being constantly filleted.
Oh, and okay.
That is not apparent to the audience until either their brilliance shines through when they get their key moment, or it's just something that shows up in the story. So in this case, we as the FNF crew would be sitting in the bunker, because this is at the compound. We're sitting in the bunker at the compound. The mainframe is down, and then Steve walks in, resplendent in pantsless and blowjobs, and says to us, "Never fear, everyone, for the mainframe will be reprogrammed post-haste. Also, no teeth, please."
No, I mean no teeth from her. You more teeth.
Teeth on the right ball, not the left.
Nothing gets me off like a room full of the chattering Joker teeth. So, real fast, before I do the introduction, which story should we read more? Harlequin presents Kathy Williams's To Sin with the Tycoon, or Zane presents SisterGirls.com, 5 sensual novellas about love that's online and off the hook.
What?
What?
Those are all words.
I picked up both of these books from recent thrifting excursions.
I don't want to hear about weird Mormon sister wives stuff.
It's just amazing that these books exist. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, and our guests, T and Deluxe, will be here in about an hour. Yeah, they're still cooking in the oven.
We have to take them out every few minutes and rub them down with butter so they brown up nice.
Yeah.
Put a layer of glaze on them.
Am I starting to get sick?
I hope not.
No, that would suck. We just can't have a good day. Either David's missing, or I'm sick, or David's missing, because that happened twice.
I feel called out.
We are starting tonight with a short story called Legolas by Lara. Legolas by Lara, he says as he procrastinates because he didn't get the shareable link ready in time.
Wow, Steve, wow.
Great job.
Way to be good at show.
Wow.
Legless Lara.
Starting us off tonight is going to be Valerie.
Oh, fun times.
This better be just as much fun as the last Lord of the Rings fanfic we read.
And I am still not king.
I'm not king.
Legolas was riding along the woods, and one day he found a baby waped in Colth. So he got off his horse and went to the baby, and then Legolas said, "Who left you here, little one?" And then the baby just cried, and then Legolas picked her up and hold her, and then the baby stopped crying, and then Legolas said, "Your name is going to be Laura."
Great, so I'm getting sick, you're getting sick.
I got over being sick, so now I'm not sick. Yeah.
You all got a sick through the internet.
Those are computer viruses, not the human viruses.
I blame the bird.
Yeah, it's the bird. Birds keep fucking attacking our windows.
And even the chimney top.
Have you tried making your windows not delectable?
Have you tried making your house not look like a bird?
Have you ever tried just not cleaning your windows?
They haven't been clean in like 3 years.
They haven't been clean since we moved in, so mission accomplished, Logan. Disprove your theory.
Have you tried cleaning your windows then?
Yeah, have you tried cleaning them then?
What a concept.
By the way, it is just one sentence. And I'm not done that sentence.
Keep going.
Legolas said, "Your name is going to be Laura." And then Legolas and the baby went on to the horse and went back to the castle where he lived. Because apparently he lives in the castle.
Does Rivendell count as a castle? Sorry, does Rivendell count as a castle? Not cancel, because my nose is stuffed up.
Wait, like the town where Archie lives?
No, that's Riverdale.
That's Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
There's a fanfic idea. Riverdale starring the elves of Rivendell.
Produced by CW.
Look at their teenage problems. They drive cars.
And then Jughead shows up.
I do bet Legolas had a very frustrating puberty.
They're immortal, so their puberty's like 1,500 years long.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Can you imagine having voice cracking for 1,500 years?
Hello? Anyway, Legolas said, "Father, mother, I found this baby in the woods," and then Legolas' mother got up and walked down and said, oh, they just never closed it. Okay. "How can people put baby in the wood sand to die?" Then Legolas' father said, "We are going to keep her." And then Legolas was happy for summer rising. Oh, whatever that word is. 10 years later. Oops, scroll too far.
In the meantime, do a little dance.
Make a little love.
Get down this evening. Boom. Get down this fortnight.
No, not Fortnite.
Yes, Fortnite.
What's so funny?
What's so funny, David? David?
You have to share with the rest of the class.
I'm only sending it to Steve.
Oh, you fucker.
Legolas got up and went into Laura's room and said, "Good morning." And then Laura said, "Good morning, too." And then Legolas said, "What's the matter?" Okay.
What's the matter?
I don't know. What's the matter with you?
They ate my spaghetti.
Everybody's turned into Chico Marx.
And then Laura said, "Legolas, I want to know how to ride a horse."
And then he whips out his cock and says, "Ride this horse."
She's 10.
That's his adopted daughter.
No, it's adopted sister.
Oh.
Still.
Wait, did he adopt her?
Doesn't matter.
He found her in the woods, just like Goku.
Yeah. The only thing, though, is that she's probably like 11 at most, so that would be real no-no. Then Legolas said, "Okay," and then Legolas said, "First you get dresses, and have something to eat, and then we will go for a horse ride lesson." Meanwhile...
What? What?
What?
What?
Share with the class.
Share now.
Never get a tattoo of Mr. Burns' entire face on your upper and lower lips. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Question, Steve. When you finally have kids, are you going to bust into their room with a operating chainsaw?
Hey, Burns, and... you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask?
Yeah.
Mark, you want some brownies before you go to bed?
I'm pretty sure you would do something similar, but not as dangerous as to have a chainsaw in the house.
No, what I would do is, you know, you'd be giving the kid a bath. I would get dressed up in costume. You'd bring the kid into the bedroom, you know, turn the lights off, leave the nightlight on, and, you know, say goodnight. You would leave. I'm in the corner, haven't moved an inch, dressed up as the Babadook the entire time. Gonna fuck up our kids real bad.
Just the LGBT flag in your hand. Meanwhile, Strider and Gandalf was riding towards where Legolas lived, and then Strider said, "Gandalf, I did not know Legolas had a sister." And then Gandalf said, "I did not know as well, or as well."
As well.
Meanwhile, because while for some reason is capitalized, at Mondor. Mondor? What the fuck is Mondor?
Come on down to Mondor.
Yeah.
And before you continue reading, David, I'm not calling you out, but at least one of the hosts is not currently looking at the story.
David,
it's going to be me. You all know it's me. Why did you even have to bring attention to it? Because everybody knows I am the worst host. There. Are you happy?
No.
I don't know. I still can't see you actually looking at it.
Had to find the staff chat.
I can't find it.
There we go. Now I see David's head looking. Now you can read, Val.
Meanwhile, at Six Flags, the Dark Lord was planning to kidnap the princess, but not Legolas. What princess? Then the boss of the orcs came and said,
I'll get her for you, sir.
And then the Dark Lord said,
yes, you can.
That was an exchange, okay. Meanwhile, Legolas and Laura was horsey riding. And then Laura said, Legolas, who's or who's that? And then Legolas looked and it was Gandalf and Strider. Legolas said, that is Gandalf and Strider.
I don't think the run-on sentences get me as bad as the fact that there's no space either before or after the end of a sentence.
Yeah, and it's really getting to me.
Spaces between any of the punctuation.
Why would there be that waste space?
My computer doesn't know how to open a .legolas file. Please help, computer.
That is Gandalf and Strider, and then Strider said Legolas. And then Legolas said, Strider, long time seen. And then Strider said, how's you? And then Legolas said, I am fine. And then Gandalf said, who's this then? And then Legolas said, meet Laura, I found her in the woods when she was just a baby. That's the sentence.
It's yes. A very good sentence.
It was a very sentence.
It was a thing with many words.
Damn it, I don't know how to open a .lar file either. Fuck this document!
Laura was shy at first, and then Legolas said, Laura, come and meet Strider and Gandalf. And then Laura said, hello, I am Laura.
This does sound like an AI-generated fanfiction.
Yes. Legolas said she is the princess. Of what?
The world.
And then Strider said she is so cute. And then Legolas said, that will be my fallet. And then Gandalf said, why? And then Laura said, he protects me, that's why. And then Legolas looked up and said, I think we should go back to the castle. And then Laura said, I can feel it too. Feel what?
The castle.
Okay, I guess.
She could feel that Sally was the castle.
Yep.
No, that was Sonic who was the castle.
Yeah, Sonic was the castle, Sally was the chair.
You know, again, bringing up our future children, lovely wife.
Yes.
They're going to have really weird headcanons about every public franchise because of what we do.
They're also going to have really weird names.
No, no, no. You know, I'm going to ask the doctor to lower his fucking mask before the delivery if you're in there dressed as the doctor just so you can sign the fucking birth certificate with Dump Truck Dreg Logan. I swear to God.
You can't stop me. I'm too powerful for you, Steve.
All right, I have one paragraph left, which is like two sentences or one. I'm not entirely sure. Legolas said, do you want to stay for a night? And then Gandalf and Strider said, yes, please. And then they had tea and went to bed. During the night, Legolas asked the
guards.
Well, it's guards, but there's no you.
It's phonetically correct.
To keep an eye on Laura's room. They wouldn't usually? Okay. Meanwhile, the orcs climbed the window. Yeah. Up the window and grabbed Laura, and then Laura woke up and screamed, and then the guard with no you went into her room and saw lots of orcs, and then Legolas ran down the hall. Then Legolas said, where is Laura? And then the guards, still no you, said, the orcs took her.
You know, it's great because I don't even need to check anymore. I hear David snickering 5 seconds later. I get a PM.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Hey, David, guess what? You don't get to look up shit anymore. You're reading.
Okay. We're on page 3, yes?
No.
No.
Oh, this is one of those wrong stories where they don't have a page of not story. All right.
Uh-huh.
I gotta change it up on you every now and again so you can't guess.
Meanwhile, two words, the orcs was back at Mondor. And then Laura said,
pin me down.
And then the orcs did, and then the Dark Lord came out of the fire and said, welcome, Laura. And then Laura looked at him and said,
no, it can't be.
And then she tried, spelled wrong, to run away, but the orcs got her.
Gotcha.
Then the Dark Lord said, put her into the cell and bet her.
Is the Dark Lord doing the fucking Monster Mash?
Yes,
yes,
it is a graveyard smash. And also, do whatever you want with her, but do not kill her. Then the orcs took her to the cell and trow her into the cell. And then they shut the door. Dot Laura, go up and went to the window and looked out. And she was wishing that Legolas or someone will save her. Dot mean.
This is such a weird programming language.
While back at the castle of Milkwood, Legolas was getting the army ready to go and save Laura. Dot meanwhile, Laura was sitting on the floor, and then the door opened and it was some orcs, and the orcs tied Laura with some chains. And then one of the orcs stripped her.
No, not stripped.
Not stripped.
Striped her. And then he, aw. And then Laura said, go away, bastard. Then another orc came with a whip. Oh, that was actually the end of a sentence. Or no, it's quotation dot then. So no, it's still the same sentence. And the weird fucking Legolas JavaScript we've got going here. Then another orc came with a whip and whipped her hard. And then the orcs all together bet her. Almost to death, and then the Dark Lord came in with a tube of potion.
Potion.
And then he injected into Laura.
David, before you continue, can you do the Monster Mash voice and please read what I sent you in PM?
Are you ready to get revved up? Valley View Automotive's got all the hottest SUVs you've been searching for. For 2 days only, come in for a test drive and leave with a powerful SUV for just half the price.
Quick question. Are we getting paid for this advertisement?
Yes.
Sorry, sir. I just don't think you're a right fit for this car
commercial.
But your voice 123 ad clearly said, hold on, let me call my agent.
Hello, Greg.
Shh, hold on, it's ringing. Gary. Yes, it's Graveyard Smash. Yes, I'm at, yes, Valley Automotive, yes. No, it's not catered. That's what I'm calling about. They apparently don't like my voice that much. Well, I would, but that's murder, and I can't do that. Yes, I'm aware I'm a ghoul, and they can't stop me. I don't know if they have silver bullets. Gary, you know what? This is exactly why I went away from you the first time. No, I'm sorry. Gary, stop crying. No, Gary, I told you I'd pick up Tinny Tam when I get off of work. Gary, please. I'm still trying to do this audition. All right, love you too. Yes, you heard it. Half the price. Hurry into Valley View as fast as
all
you can.
You can forget the rest of it. Go ahead and back to the reading.
You didn't think I wouldn't do the entire bit, did you?
I'm proud of you. Seeing something through to the end. First time for everything.
Hey, man, fuck you.
Love you, David.
Few hours later. Legolas and the others was on the way to Mondor to save Princess Laura. Mean. While in the cell where Laura has been kept, Laura woke up.
Not has, was.
Oh, was been kept. Where Laura was been kept, Laura woke up and she looked on her body. There was blood and scars. She could only move her right arm, but not her left. Dot then Laura said, I feel so cold. And then she can't see very well. Dot at the frowned gates of Mondor was Legolas and the others. And then they said, let Laura go.
What'd they say?
Let Laura go.
It sounded the same the second time. I don't know why you asked him to do that.
Because I just wanted to hear it again.
Then the Dark Lord said, no. And then Legolas said, right, listen, I will climb up to the cell and get Laura, and you and the others will find another way in.
No, that's a space! That's
oh, a shit. Space. It is a space. They found the space bar.
Oh, shit!
Then Strider said, all right. And then Legolas started to climb up. Dot mean.
Oh, it didn't last.
No, it did not. And the others ran into Mondor and went into the castle. Dot Gandalf said,
I will go and kill the Dark Lord, and you and the others will go help Legolas.
There's no will.
Oh, shit. And the others go and help Legolas.
Stridier
said, oh wait, no, this is a Sturdier said, be careful. And then Gandalf said, I will, don't you worry about me. Meanwhile, Legolas got to the cell where Laura is. Legolas said,
Laura, are you in there?
And then Laura said, oh, Legolas, you finally came.
Oh, Legolas, you fucker.
And then Legolas said, are you all right? And then Laura said, no, I'm not all right. And then Legolas said, they bet you up and reproded you. Also, the Dark Lord gave you the poison.
Not poison.
He gave you the poison. And then Laura said, how do you know that? And then Legolas said, when I was your age, they did the same thing to me.
What?
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 Wow.
What a startling revelation. Then Laura said, can you get me out of here? And then Legolas said, okay. Okay, stand back. And then he ran back and ran towards the door and knocked it down. Laura said, wow. And then Legolas looked and saw she was coved in blood and scars. Also, she was naked. And then Legolas said, hey, they did it to you, not me. And then the orcs came and said, because she got a power, she can destroy us.
No, destroy.
Oh, destroy. Yeah, you're right. And she can destroy us all, the bad guys. Then the fright began. The fuck is this story, Steve?
I don't know.
Why did you pick this one?
It was in the queue.
Who suggested it? Why? Write me a 5-page letter.
All right, my turn. Legolas got out his bow and arrows and started firing at them. Then Legolas saw some swords and said, Strider, is that you? And then Strider said, yes, it is.
Strider's just a collection of swords.
And then Legolas and the others started to kill the orcs dot mean, while Gandalf is having a fun time trying to distory the Dark Lord dot Gandalf said, I wish Frodo and Merry and Pippin and Sam was here. And then a sword came out of nowhere and said, some wished us here. And then Gandalf turned and said, Frodo Baggins, why you doing here? Then Frodo said, we came to help you, and also we got rid of the ring. And then the Dark Lord said, oh no. And then the magical powers, Gandalf distoried the Dark Lord. God damn!
I mean, that was very fitting.
So, is this a transcription of, like, someone's kid telling the story?
Someone's 5-year-old child writing their first story.
Yep. I like, and then the Dark Lord said, oh, no. No.
All right, Steve, I'm going to tell you something real quick.
Yes, tell me.
When you and Val have kids, if your kid does not know how to use a comma, I will tell your kid how to use a comma, and I will be very terse with him because of it. So, it is on you,
well,
Steve.
Okay, clarify. When you see the baby at 6 weeks old, do you expect them to know how to use a comma?
Absolutely.
Yes.
They better.
They better have that grammar on lock, otherwise they're going to get eaten alive in whatever weird school you put them in.
Meanwhile, Legolas and Strider and the others was helping Lara down, and Strider took off his cape and put it around Lara. Few hours later, Legolas and the others are on the way back to the castle. Legolas said, we must go to Rivendell to get Lara better. That is a space.
We have her, but we need to have her better.
Yeah.
We can rebuild her.
We need her in high definition. Then Gandalf said, I think you are right. And then they turned around and went to Rivendell. Legolas looked down on Lara and put his hands on Lara's head. And she was...
yeah?
Bruning up.
Brr.
Strider went aside of Legolas' horse and looked and said, she is getting woes. And then Legolas said, I know. 2 hours later... I'm getting tired of doing the kid thing. I'm going to go to Monster Mash. I like that voice.
They were at Rivendell.
Yes.
And Legolas stayed at Lara's side every day until she wakes up.
Yes.
And then Legolas kissed Lara on her lips.
Whoa!
And then she moved her arms around Legolas.
So, a hug. She moved her arms around Legolas. A hug. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
In so many words, yes.
In too many words. And then Legolas said, all you all right? And then Lara said, yes, I am. Legolas said, I'm so happy. And then Lara said, do you want to be my boyfriend?
No!
And then Legolas said,
no!
Yes,
no!
I will be your boyfriend.
No!
And then Lara and Legolas kissed again and said, wait, who's calling the cops?
It's me. I'm calling the cops.
Legolas, do you want to move with me to the west coast of Africa?
No!
Legolas, she's not legal ass.
Nice try.
The kid's not legal ass.
Legal ass.
There you go. You got there eventually.
So this is turning into the whole Woody Allen thing at this point.
Yeah.
Lara said, what happened to me, Legolas? And then Legolas said, you got kidnapped by the orcs and they ratioed you. You were 5/3.
You're welcome.
And also bet you almost to death. And then the Dark Lord gave you some poseon. And then Lara said, why I can only move on arm.
But she moved both earlier.
No, she's turning into little brother.
Oh no! And then the Dark Lord, oh damn it, hold on. And then Legolas said, your left arm is broken. Then the door opened and it was Strider. And then Lara said, hello, Strider. And then Strider said, I see you are awake. And then Lara...
Wait, is it over?
And that's the end of the story.
It's real good.
The person who sent this says, yes, the story really ends like this. Don't blame me, please.
Well, I can definitely think of a reason why this was taken off of fanfiction.net.
I can think of many reasons why.
Yeah.
Like, It was kind of until the first ratioed thing, and then it...
Steve, you really need to... you need to...
Put forward effort?
Yeah.
And all we found was porno.
All right, moving on.
Great job.
What's next?
We're firing you, Steve-o.
No, you're not.
Into the moon.
Steve-o,
you're terrible at your job.
I'm pulling it up. I was looking for the thing. Hold on.
Steve-o, Steve-o, what's next?
Shush!
Steve, I'm not going to ask you what's next, but what's next?
Next up is a Fortnite fanfiction.
Oh,
I better get my dab on then. You guys ready? Here I go. I did it.
Are you doing it still?
No, I only do it once. You only need the one, man. And you just become the internet cool kid. So I'll expect all of my internet checks here very soon.
Sean, you are first up reading this.
All right, this is A Valentine's Gone Too Far Fortnite.
Hello, robot.
Boy.
Hello, am I so robot-y?
No.
Okay.
Beep boop.
Author is Inflamed Ice.
That sounds like a bad health.
Infection?
Yeah.
Yeah. Story link, https://www.fanfiction.net/s/131959581/1. https://www.fanfiction.net/s/131959581/1. Category Fortnite. Genre romance. Author link. https://www.fanfiction.net/u/11414903/. Last updated 02/23/2019. Words 4356. Rating M. Status in progress. Content chapter 1-2 of 2 chapters. Source fanfiction.net. Summary: this is what happens when you go too far a bit on Valentine's
scheme.
More chapters to come for nearly every ship in the game.
How are there ships in this game?
There's no ships. It's just a flying bus and then a llama.
they're gonna ship the bus and the llama.
Oh, hot!
Chapter 1, Bright Bomber X-Rex.
I want Twisted Towers to fuck Dusty Divot.
Taking all bets right now.
The hell is Dusty Divot?
You're about to hear about Dusty Divot.
All right then, great.
Page is done. Who's next?
John!
February 7th. Oh, okay. Cuddle team leader, Love Ranger, and the new Frozen Love Ranger.
David, can you stop sending me pictures for like 2 minutes so I can actually do my damn job?
Wait 5 minutes.
No, I'm going to keep sending you pictures all night long.
3 in the morning, David, stop! 4 in the morning, David, don't stop.
And the all-new Frozen Love Ranger gathered on the summit of the middle mountain east of Dusty Divot. They planned on spreading the love on the week of Valentine's Day, with every day strengthening couples' relationships. The plan was to do it at early morning, when couples would typically be sleeping, together or in close proximity. Then, the three would channel the love inside them to make any person begin to feel attracted to whoever is closest to them. This attraction would simply end in kissing at most. Or that was the plan. Cuddle team leader and Love Ranger had done this several seasons ago, but that was just the two of them. But hey, what harm could an extra Love Ranger do?
I don't know, I haven't played Fortnite, so I have no insight.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what is this? The only Fortnite I've played was that time we streamed it, back when it was still the game that no one on Earth has played.
The beta, where it was just like...
It was just building forts.
Yeah, like building forts and killing zombies.
Minecraft?
No, it was like a tower defense, except like the enemies came to you and you had your little base and you had to survive. It was pretty shit.
That night, the three gathered around a burnt-out campfire and relit it to begin the process. They sat around it and closed their eyes, picturing joyous and good-spirited relationships. The fire's violent crackles and smoke began to tone down a bit and sounded more like a graceful breeze of wind. The bottom of the flames turned pink and gradually made its way to the top of the campfire. Every 5 minutes, the campfire would be a shade darker until it reached a rich, satisfactory magenta. The three stood up, performed the true heart emote 3 times, and left.
Ugh.
A large, transparent pink shockwave gracefully spread over the island. It disturbed nobody's sleep, and the whole Battle Royale island seemed fine. Wrong. Bright Bomber and T-Rex.
There's no T, but I wish there was a T-Rex instead.
Sorry. Bright Bomber and Rex. Bright Bomber and Rex were out camping in Dusty Divot, and were staying up late for the night to watch the stars. The two decided to go out and strengthen their friendship, and to help Drift and Bullseye bond a bit more, ever since Bullseye lost her virginity to Jonesy.
Who are these characters?
I don't know.
No clue.
I don't know. I've played the game, and I don't recognize any of these people.
You know, I feel like an old person.
I don't feel like an old person. All the author is doing is naming people. I can do that. Hold on, let me write a Fortnite fanfic. So, Blingablang and Fartknocker were at their fort in the popular game Fortnite, and they were like, hey, Chim Chomper, what's your favorite game of Fortnite? Mine's the Gloom game, Florgan Mablorgan. And then Florgan Mablorgan came over and was like, Jibba Jabba Jibba, and that was his catchphrase.
Beautiful.
Blonde default skin. He always acted more hostile to her. Drift's paternity outside of the bed made him more caring, but strict. Bright Bomber and Rex were beside the eastern pond of Dusty Divot, staring up at the sky. The love wave hit like a Dodge Caravan. At first, it didn't really do anything. The two exchanged glances and returned to their original positions. Nice stars, I guess? Bright Bomber asked awkwardly. You felt it too, right? Rex said sternly. What do you mean? She cringed. You definitely did. Like a tingle all over you. Like a cold sweat, but you didn't feel bad.
Don't.
No, but you don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad for correcting you.
Okay, what is it? I feel like I really need to. Bright Bomber suddenly gripped her vaginal area tightly and bit her lip.
Okay.
Her muscles tensed and she felt a heavy tingle in her vagina.
Ugh.
It had an insatiable itch on the inside, but she wasn't going to just finger herself. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Shit! Fuck!
Fuck!
She yelled. A few other campers in Dusty Divot starred, but soon succumbed to similar symptoms. What's wrong? Is anything hurting?
So everyone is yelling progressively, oh shit, fuck, just like, oh man, oh god, oh man, oh god.
And with that, we are going to go away and start bringing our guests in. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Like, how's it going with you guys? It's been a little bit.
Great.
I took your advice to heart at extra level where now my microphone kind of looks like it's a cat hidden under some blankets.
Nice. And as soon as tea is available.
I like tea. Oh, maybe I should make myself some right now.
Logan, it is your turn.
No way.
Oh, okay.
I refuse.
All right. No, I just Bright Bomber tore her pants down and began fingering herself.
Not fingering.
And began fingered herself. The itch gradually went away, and she let out a sigh of relief. At this time, Rex's cock instantly hardened to its full, massive size. There's no way that could happen on its own. Bright Bomber stared blankly at the obvious outline in Rex's pants. He breathed in heavily and stroked his cock from the outside with frantic haste.
Shit.
It caught on fire.
I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry, neither do we.
I'm really scared. Woo!
Bright Bomber's gaze turned hazy, and she felt feverish. She fingered herself harder and faster, but couldn't satiate the strange need that filled her body. Turning towards Rex, she felt better, more relaxed, more attracted to him. He was frantically stroking his cock and tried his best not to give in. Bright Bomber grabbed his shoulder and looked at him straight in the face. His cock slid between her legs, and he stopped trying to fap. Hate to break it to you, but I think we gotta. Bright Bomber cringed and gestured towards intercourse with her hands.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
It's over there.
Yeah, right over there. It's over by Dusty Divot. I'm really sorry, Drift, Rex muttered to himself. Bright Bomber winced with genuine uncomfort as Rex slowly penetrated her, his 15-inch dino cock. Taking a bit of a toll on her cervix.
That's not how it works!
What?
She squeezed her face shut and just breathed through the ordeal. Hopefully, it would be over soon.
That's how sex works, right?
You just close your eyes and hope it's over.
It's never over.
The lusting stopped for the two, and they simply laid there, immobile. Rex decided that he'd make the most out of it, sitting her back on his chest, allowing the two to gaze up at the stars. For a few minutes, it was a bit quiet, except for the quiet moans of others in the divot, who were also affected. Well, at least we could still see the stars, Rex smirked. Beautiful, isn't it? She replied. Just like you. Despite the loss of the love shockwave's original meaning, it still brought its victims the flirtatious attitude that it was supposed to bring by the last day.
I don't get any of this!
Doesn't matter.
I know!
The extra love ranger made the starting point, urge, and relationship acceleration all go up much greater than expected.
You forgot rate.
Whatever. Oh, stop it. Bad news. What? Rex tightly gripped Bright Bomber's breast and pounded her pussy balls deep at 120 FPM.
Oh, damn. I hope he has a G-Sync monitor on that.
It felt amazing. Bright Bomber's love box felt like nothing that he'd ever felt before.
That it felt.
That he'd felt before. Felt like nothing that he'd felt before. Got it. The inside of it tightly surrounded his cock with warmth and lubricants.
That's a vagina!
Oh, it's just squirting bottles of lube.
Yes, the truth is I have to install a bottle of lube each month to be able to keep my vagina slick.
Oh my god. It's like refilling the rinse tank on your dishwasher.
Yeah.
Or like refilling that pump ketchup at McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah, except not that many people will get to press mine.
Ah.
Just don't mix up the lube and the ketchup, please.
Oh my goodness, no. Please, no. Oh,
I wonder if there's rule 34 of crazy bus.
I just get bus porn.
Magic school bus?
No. Like, real life porn on bus.
The inside of it tightly surrounded his cock with warmth and lubricants, making the feeling of every penetration feel great. Her moaning was arousing, too, For some reason, he found her moans of discomfort pleasurable. Bright Bomber gripped Rex's hands nervously and moaned. With every thrust, she squirmed, hoping to spare her cervix of his 15-inch pounding. Her moans were staggered, constantly interrupted with recovering from the previous thrust and from the intervention of the next thrust. Bright Bomber squeezed her eyes shut and turned around face to face with Rex. She tried to hide her discomfort and kissed him.
Diddler! How did that work? How did that work? Like, did her head turn like a freaking puppet or the exorcist? Or?
No, a 15-inch long cock is like speared up through the middle and like off of his body a little bit. So she just spun around on top of it like a flagpole.
Oh, is that what the disco stick is?
So it's quite literally a sit and spin.
Yes, it's a sit and spin.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised she didn't roundhouse kick him in the face. What the fuck with the helicopter?
Yeah, the helicopters are mating over us again. Deluxe, you're up next. You're on page 4. Go ahead.
Instantly, Rex shot out with a small bout of cum, adding even more warmth and pleasuring Bright Bomber. She let out a quiet moan of relief and kissed even more aggressively. Rex pounded faster, this time making her moan with a small smile, ending her kisses. Bright Bomber sat up into a cowgirl position. Her lust overpowered her yet again, and she tore her shirt in half with a She-Hulk.
Okay.
Oh yeah, brother. Let's do it cowgirl style.
Rex smiled and tenderly gripped her naked breasts. Come on, strong boy. Bright Bomber moaned, reaching under Rex's shirt. He smiled nervously, still pounding her.
Faster.
She whispered into his ear. Rex abided to Bright Bomber's request, speeding up to 180 FPM exactly. Yep.
It's Fortnites per minute.
It's fucks per minute.
Yeah.
No, it's Fortnites per minute.
What was his previous speed? I'm trying to see if he's breaking any limits.
He's breaking 180 FPM.
It's Fucknites.
Oh, I love Fucknite Battle Pass. I didn't score very well on my FPMs. She let out a loud, deep, and pleasured moan and sat up and stayed at a cowgirl position for 2 minutes precisely. I'm having Kirby flashbacks for 2 minutes. The two fucked there until they inevitably lusted for more. And Rex sped up again to 240 FPM.
For those of you counting at home, it went from 120 to 180.
So every second, he's slamming into her 4 times.
When this baby hits 888 FPM, you're going to see some serious shit.
Yeah, just like that Kirby fic.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of shit.
I know, he's a robot fuck machine.
No, he's a dinosaur. They said he had a dino cock.
Robots can have dino cocks.
Yeah. You put a dinosaur cock on a robot.
Yeah, I mean, look at Mechagodzilla. You think they didn't outfit that thing with the correct cannon?
Oh, shit. Which fictional nation was it that made Mechagodzilla? Because I'm imagining them.
The United States.
Oh, okay. It would be us.
Oh, it wasn't Japan?
No, it's the United States.
The fictional nation of the United States.
Where are we putting our valued resources? Is it in our children? Or is it on our Mechagodzilla?
We need to build a Mechagodzilla.
I found this book. It might help us explain a little bit why we need to put our money into Mechagodzilla. A specter is haunting Europe. The specter of communism. All powers of old Europe have entered into a holy alliance to exorcise this specter. The Pope and Tsar, Metternich and Guizot, French radicals and German police spy... Wait a minute, this is just the Communist Manifesto. Fuck this.
No, wait, I was really interested. No.
Har, har, har.
I was getting kind of excited, too, because I was like, oh, this guy has got to be made by that same crazy guy who said that D&D brings you closer to the devil.
It does.
David's internet issues are preventing him from being able to hear us clearly, so he's just going to do a makeup session with me later this week.
All right, nothing better than makeup.
Please film it.
Yeah.
So now that one ball and chain is gone and the other ball and chain is still here, let's keep going.
Har, har, har.
Rex sped up.
There's a toilet over there. Don't do that in your chair.
I'm a method actor. I gotta do this for real. I and Rex sped up to 360 FPM.
Oh, God.
How many points was that in Tony Hawk?
I don't know. We need David here for that.
Yeah.
The sudden jump making Bright Bomber moan even louder. She let out moans constantly, sounding somewhat like a porn star, but the moans were of real pleasure.
Hey, I just want to wish everybody a good night. My internet's being really crappy, so I'll catch y'all later.
Yeah, it's fine. David and I have a plan. We have a 10-year plan. We'll make it work.
Yeah, I'm going to run a fucking physical cable from my router to the back room. It'll be grand.
Don't sound so excited. Do you need me to ship it to you?
No, I fucking steal it from work, dude.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that you're stealing from the police station?
No.
God bless America.
I never do that.
Just borrowing.
Steve-O, edit the shit out. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah, fucking edit this. God, if you get me fired, I will ruin you, Steve-O.
Make it 200% louder with echo.
All right, hold on. Let me play that back.
Nudity takes a back seat.
Never does, though.
Oh shit, where was I?
That's a drink.
Oh, that was the one.
But the moans were of real pleasure.
They're at like 5 times a second, so she's basically going. Yeah.
He's a Sibian.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Fuck machine.
Wait, how many fucks per minute would a concrete impactors do?
A jackhammer?
Yeah, how many FPMs would that have?
It would be lower because it's about the intensity more than the speed.
Oh, so yeah. Clearly Rex isn't pulling his weight.
I have to look this up now about the speed of a jackhammer. This is important.
Yeah, it's okay, I'm doing the exact same thing.
Okay, thank you. Rex gripped her ass tightly, trying to maximize his speed. After 2 minutes, he maxed out. At 400 fucks per minute.
Hey, there we go. There's his limit.
Oh, Val, you are in fact super fucking wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jackhammers strike at apparently somewhere around 1,500 times a minute.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
This guy could not break concrete with his dick. That's all we've learned today. It sounds like he was shifting sex gears. I like it. It makes me feel fast.
His cock began to throb, and after an insane, moan-filled 4 minutes, he stopped.
This is just the loudest orgasm ever.
The two stared at each other, panting heavily. It's not enough. Are you joking? That's the fastest I could go. I need more power, Rex panted.
I need NOS. Give me NOS.
Get the NOS button.
Well,
show me how to Tokyo Drift.
I know how we can solve that. Bright Bomber lifted herself from his cock and slid downward. She licked his wet cock and deep-throated exactly 11 inches.
That's a lot.
So how is this going to help with your issue? Return the favor, boy.
How did she talk with 11 inches of cock in her mouth?
She's talented.
Talk like you have 11 inches in.
Yeah, hang on. I gotta method act this.
Hang on. Let me go grab the Sidewinder joystick.
Oh, you got this covered.
It goes past a uvula.
So, come on. Here's the actual version of...
Good freaking job.
My fingers are moist and it's uncomfortable. Rex's mouth was met with... Bright Bomber's huge ass and wet pussy, and he gripped it.
Wait, did you say Bright Bummer? As in, like, his butt is emitting light? See a fucking lightning bug?
Yes.
Oh, I can see it. And he gripped it tightly. He licked her pussy a few times and subsequently sped up. The love shockwave made it taste surprisingly sweet. Bright Bomber moaned, shoving herself deeper onto Rex's cock. She actually managed to deep-throat him all the way down, and from then on, built on it, because it's Fortnite building.
Yeah, but how did she not, like, gag or anything? Does she not have a gag reflex?
Hmm.
I'm sorry, I have no investment in this story whatsoever.
That's the benefit of reading about Fortnite.
No one cares anymore.
Here's the next metric. At 300 SPM, in parentheses... sucks per minute.
Sperms per molecule.
Yeah.
There's so much condensed sperms.
I mean, you don't need to suck that often. She's not a very efficient vacuum.
I'm imagining the fleshlight on the tailpipe of a truck. Oh, I'm imagining that's the noise going off. And she's going to town on this 15-inch donger.
Oh, heaven have mercy.
There's spit everywhere. She could feel Rex's cock warm up.
Hey, you signed the waiver before you came on the show. That's fine.
Yeah,
wait, we have waivers?
Yeah, you don't have to sign it. You're good.
No, I think I've just already broken.
Yeah, we don't need to cover things that are already broken.
I'm going to have to replace this chair soon.
No!
She could feel Rex's cock warm up and begin to throb. He breathed heavily and completely stopped licking when Bright Bomber reached his edge. She stopped and giggled.
Ah.
Oh, she said, raising her ass to reveal his face covered in her wetness. Bright Bomber.
Wait, her ass had his face?
Yeah.
It's like Silly Putty. There's an image of him on her ass cheek. Bright Bomber sat back down on his mouth and Rex licked more. She winced, making a pleasured smile. He mercilessly licked her, trying to stop her from sucking him anymore.
No, please stop. You're sucking the skin off.
Oh my goodness. I just thought about it. Imagine the bruising on that thing.
More like ripping and tearing. 800,000 hertz.
No.
Hold on. How fast does a neutron star spin?
Oh, faster than that.
716 times a second.
Wow.
Someday.
Hey, there we go. And the father always felt bad because he could never measure up to neutrino star. It's neutrino star, jackhammer, this guy.
Bright Bomber sucked furiously, making him squirm. She struggled to keep in her moans and stopped.
Fastest man-made object created. Scientists created a microscopic sphere and set it awhirl at a blistering 600 million rotations per minute.
Why?
Just to see what would happen.
It's fucking science.
It's Top Man from Mega Man 3.
Hell yeah. That is the end of my page.
Delightful.
All right, who's next, Diva?
Obviously, that's T.
Oh, joy.
Well, T, you have a choice. You can keep reading this, or you can read what's in the box.
Ooh, the box, the box, the box, the box. Read what's in the box. Ooh. I picked it up for you.
It could even be a Fortnite fic, just like this one.
Or, like in UHF, it could be nothing. Literally nothing.
Take the box.
You gotta always take what's in the mystery box. Right. Or it could be Sonic's Ultimate Harem.
If it's nothing, we sit here for the next 39 minutes just not saying anything.
I go for the box.
Yes! Yes!
What's in the box? What's in the box, Alex?
Is Sonic in the search for love again?
No.
Woo!
Is it the contract to sell my soul? I will do anything but this.
I'll do anything for love.
I won't do anal.
I will.
What the hell is this? Bionicle! Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh, yes!
You're welcome.
This is the best mystery box ever.
Yes!
Oops, I accidentally deleted the story.
Oh no! Oh, come on!
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away at 500 FPM.
600 million RPM!
Story, Steam, StoryLink, category, Bionicle, all media types. Genre, female, male, author, swood. Author link, / user / swood.
You don't have to read all this garbage.
Last updated 9/7/2018, words 902. Rating, explicit. Summary, Gally figures out a way to cure Tahu's Rokshi-induced infection.
Oh, it's one of those.
Chapter 1. Steam.
Hams.
Big bong.
Tahu writhed against Galley's water axes as he struggled desperately to escape. He growled constantly, his lips curled into an expression of pure rage behind his now mottled green mask. Lua, Kopaka, and Galley looked on, distressed to see their brother so compromised. "Is there truly nothing we can do?" Lua asked.
"Yeah, it's true. The end."
He's dead. He's fucked. Makuta wins. Whatever.
Oh, no. We have to read the Fortnite fic still.
Oh, hell no. Kopaka shook his head. No, our powers serve no use against this foe, he said. A hint of emotion behind the ice toe's words for once. Golly remained silent for a moment before speaking. There is something I could try, she said hesitantly. Then quick, try it at once, sister. Time is of the most essence, Lua said. Those words were all put together. Yes.
Most essence.
Most essence.
I feel like that's a shampoo brand.
Yeah.
Golly shook her head. I cannot do it with you present. Leave us be for now. She stated. Her voice was quiet, but deadly serious. Lua and Kopaka exchanged a glance and left, not wanting to see what their sister would do if they did not. As he left the clearing, Kopaka looked back, a suspicion about what Golly might be planning striking him suddenly. Perhaps the connection I thought I sensed between my sister and I was merely wishful thinking, he thought to himself. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were all brothers and sisters, but there was like...
They're not really brothers and sisters, though.
They're toys!
They're toys.
Just like Legolas and Laura.
Legolas is a robot as well. Golly strode over to the form of the leader of the Toa Nuva, still writhing on the large rock, roaring like some kind of rocky beast. She ran her fingers lightly over the Toa's orange armored thigh, leaving a small trickle of water along the protodermis surface. I'm sure this is so boring for all of you guys.
Oh no, I'm fucking riveted.
I fucking love Bionicle, so I am riveted as well.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm looking at funny looking vegetables so you can tell how much I care.
I'm looking at the 17 best sex machines.
All of them are Bionicle.
At this point, there's probably some sort of crossover between my funny looking vegetables and your list, Sean.
It looks like one of those roto peelers for making the zucchini spaghetti.
And it just has a stick of celery at the end.
No, one of them does like 24 inches per second, it says.
Jesus. Oh. 24 inches per second?
Yeah.
What?
That sounds like it hurts.
Well, you don't go with the whole 24 inches in.
Ugh. At her touch, Tahu's rage-fueled motions calmed down as he watched her carefully. She moved her hand slowly to the silver armor guarding Tahu's crotch and carefully removed it, watching the Fire Toa's face carefully. No. Since it's a toy, it just goes like that.
Yeah.
She moved the armor piece off to one side, allowing Tahu's large scarlet member to fall free. I don't remember that part on my toys.
Free falling to the ground. What is balls going bonk?
Golly carefully grasped it in her azure hand, lightly stroking it. Her hand released small amounts of her element onto the dick, lubricating it nicely. She slowly leaned over and ran her tongue over the head of the shaft, bringing it softly into her mouth. She sucked at it gently, swirling her tongue around the head and teasing the slit carefully. Her eyes darted back to the Toa of Fire's face. He was visibly calmer now, watching her ministrations with great interest. The faintest hint of a grin appearing on his masked face. So this is essentially like when you get bit by a viper, she's sucking the venom out.
Yeah.
Gally's pace quickened as she began to take more of Tahu's cock into her mouth. She quickly reached the base of the large shaft and began to rise back up it, sucking fervently. And by the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hot.
A groan escaped her brother's masked lips as her tongue brushed against a particular sensitive spot. Oh yeah, you don't know how sexy my scripture reading can get, boy. A grin tugged as best it could at the corner of Gally's mouth at the sound. Gakoro's protector went down once more to the Fire Toa's base? What's Gakoro? That must be one of the later ones.
No, that's her village.
No, Dakota is like two states.
I am the Bionicle Defender of Dakota, both north and south.
And began pumping the cock in and out of her mouth rapidly.
Ah.
Tahu moaned. Upon glancing up at his face, Golly could see that the infection of the Rakshi was starting to lose its hold on him. Spurred on by this, Golly sped up her pace, wrapping her fingers once more around the cock as she went down on it. Eventually, she felt it begin to tense up and slowly pulled her lips off it, smiling softly as she continued to pump her hand up and down the length. Before long, white-hot molten cum tinged with a sickly green tint spurted out of the tip, sprang high into the air, landing on her, melting her into a puddle of a toy, much like my brother putting one of my Bionicles into a microwave. That son of a bitch.
Fuck you, Trevor!
Wherever drops of it landed, the air sizzled at the heat and an acrid smell filled the air.
Oh my god.
Mayhaps my brother jerked off into the microwave as well. Eventually, the car was empty and it returned to a flaccid state. All was silent for a moment as Gally waited desperately for her brother to say something.
My dick!
Oh, you could say thank you. Like, that was a good BJ.
You know, you could have sucked the poison out through the wound instead of through my penis.
Look, you always got to take the longer road, man. Those stories are what make life worth living.
But me, I suck the road less traveled by.
Ah, thank you, Steve-O. I need a story like this.
No, you don't. That was not what I was implying.
So I get out my scriptures now and start sexy scripture reading. It's the Song of Solomon that's really hot. It's where breasts are compared to grapes.
Next up is you, Logan.
After what seemed to Gally like an eternity, Tahu stirred, shaking his head wearily, as if waking from a long nap.
Ugh, my head, Tahu grunted, before noticing the toe of water.
Gally, what am I doing here? Last I remembered, we were in Onukoru, fighting the Rakshi.
The injury you sustained during their first attack, it consumed you, Gally responded.
So, how did you cure me, exactly? Tahu asked curiously.
I realized I could likely suck out the infection through...
Gali's words trailed off as her eyes fell on Tahu's still exposed genitals. Tahu's eyes tracked Gali's gaze. Though Gally hadn't thought it was possible, Tahu turned even redder than usual.
Oh, well thank you, sister. I am truly in your debt.
Wink, wink.
Da 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 da.
He said with an unusual amount of sincerity for him. He raised his fist in the customary Toa salute. Gally met his fist with hers and smiled brightly.
It was the least I could do, brother.
In the bushes, Lua and Kopaka stared at each other in disbelief. Had they really just seen that occur? They glanced back at the clearing to see Tahu and Gally exchange a hug before Tahu put back on his pelvic armor, and the two Toa left. That was unusual, Kopaka said, standing up.
Yes, I sure think so. Lewis replied.
I would
sure think so. Almost makes one wish the Rakshi had dark turned him.
So, kind of mentally tired. Maybe I shouldn't schedule my therapy for an hour before the show starts.
No.
No, I don't think that's wise.
This is the best time to get all your demons out.
What, on the show or an hour before the show?
Well, yes. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Oh man, I sure have had a day. I went into work for my regular shift. Then I went and spilled my heart out for an hour. Now I'm going to go read terrible stories for 2.5 hours.
About robot penis.
I'm a give or take.
I mean, it's nothing new from my, like, dildos and whatnot.
You mean your dildos can be turned into little warriors? That is so cool. I want a dildo.
Both Toa stood awkwardly for a moment, trying to think of something to say that wouldn't seem utterly ridiculous after what they just witnessed. Had just witnessed.
You up for Korean barbecue?
Go see what we can figure out to stop the Rakshi, Kopaka finally suggested. Lua nodded happily, and the two walked off in the same direction as Gally and Tahu.
The Tutoa.
Tutoa. My mistake.
Yay, I liked what's in the box. I'm going to loot the box. Is there more in the box?
Yeah, but here's a different box. Oh, look, the only thing in it is brooding love.
Let's get in it, baby!
The one thing I've never had.
What?
That.
Love?
Yeah, I've never had.
Are you trying to low-key more depressed than Sean low-key more depresses?
No.
Because that's impossible.
Yeah, I am the Eeyore of this store.
All right, so we got Sean and Val, and then...
Yay!
The link vanished from Shame Bucket.
All right, resume here on page 47. "Okay, Dad," I replied and hanged up. I told Ward that I had to leave, and then I left. When I got home, the hoist was dark. I walked through the door, wabam, and I shunnedly remembered that Dad was rocking in the Nest Town on a building site. As in, scene. Why did he call me to came home if he was int a mixed tmo? I guessed he wanted mits to lock after the hose. I went into the TV room and then I saw it. Joms and Victoria!
Oh. No. not Victoria.
John's and Victoria. And their arms were weighing, as in, like, a weight. Were weighing for me. They were gong to kill me. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Ooh. Author's note. Oh, no. What will Joan do now? The next chapter will be really exciting. Exciting.
Spelled yeah. really wrong.
No, it's yeah. perfect.
It's when you become blind after an accident.
Just like Daredevil. Trust me, winking face with a nose, less than 3. God revolves, please, less than 3, less than 3. 26, sad. And I sad this chapter was gong to be exciting, and it is. Thanks to Jenna and Becca, who helped me mock it really good. Ooh.
Ghosts!
So scary.
I woke up in Ward's arms. He was holding me, looking concerned. What's wrong? He asked concernedly. Victor and Joms are at my dad's, and Trey are gong to ate me, I yell. Ward chuckles.
Cuckles.
Oh, fuck. Ward cuckles.
What does a cuckle sound like?
I imagine cuckolding, but yeah. You use your imagination.
Cuckolding sounds like someone having fun in the other room while you're not there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say what a rooster.
No, that's cockholding.
Exactly. That,
cuckle daddy do.
That's the joke I was going to make.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I never am.
And that's why half the time he sleeps in the other room.
All right, please continue.
Okay, Ward cuckles. No, they are not. You're having a nightmare. Spelled completely wrong. I locked at Edward and then remembered that offer. We went to Chuch. We came back to his home to have me a dinner. And then we just...
No, not a dinner.
Oh, diner. Shit.
The whole diner.
We're going to eat an entire diner.
I'm really hungry.
They went to a Waffle House. And then we just went to bed. I started to clam down. I knew, as in brand new, my dad would, as in tree, be all right. And that there was no evil vampires at my hose. That's good. You can garden without any vampires attacking.
Safely.
So we both got out of bed, and I went home. No, shit. Yeah, I see it now. We both got out of bed, and I went home to see Dad. Oh, the hose is being used now.
Yeah.
When I got in the door, he was already drunk.
Ta-da!
He was latting on the couch and smelled really bad. When he saw me, he got up and come over to me. He looked mean and anger. I was scarred. Where were you last night? Yes, meanly. I was shacking.
Oh, they went to the Shake Shack.
Or a Radio Shack. Oh, wait, that's not a thing anymore.
No, the Shake Shack is more of a diner than the Radio Shack.
What, you didn't go and eat the electronics? I sure did. Maybe that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
have fun
yes,
with that
yes.
word.
What the fuck is that word?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Just give it a good college try.
Yeah.
I was at my boyf crying's.
Wait, Sean, did you go to college?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to Assisippi Community College.
Assisippi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does nobody else find that place named funny?
It's native.
There's a lake called Titicaca.
Yeah, and that's also funny.
It is.
And what about Manassas?
Or was it Assiniboine Community College?
I'm imagining Sean going to Assiniboine and saying, hey, can I just graduate? And they just sign a piece of paper. It's like, graduate.
I was at my boyf crying's Ward Coolin, remember? Remember?
Coolin.
Coolin.
Coolin, remember? I said. Who's next?
Is that my turn, Steve?
Yes.
You did tell me you were at you boyfriend's.
I have the door shut and I still heard it clear as day.
How dare you go places without telling me what you were gone? 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Every day is another place that we're not allowed to go back to.
That yellowed heart.
What? He's gangrenous.
No, he got jaundice.
Jaundice, that's what I meant.
Yeah, gangrenous is green. Jaundice is yellow. You know what? Let's just come up with the whole sickness rainbow.
I'm down with that.
The black plague.
Blue moon. No, that's a drink.
Red is blood in your stool.
Scarlet fever makes more sense.
What would be blue?
Bruising?
Blue balls.
No. Depression.
Yeah.
Purple is having too much silver in your skin.
That's true.
Oh, yes, that's true. I love that.
Oh,
yes.
You mean Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah. Aww. Colloidal silver. That's what he fucking had.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it was in his water or something.
Yeah. He put it in his water himself.
Nut job.
Dad yellowed hard with his jaundice. He was so drunk and angry that his voice was loud and hot my ears.
Wow. Sorry. Paul Carrison, the colloidal silver guy, died on September 24th. He suffered a heart attack.
Yeah.
Contracted pneumonia.
Yeah.
And then had a stroke.
Yeah.
Was he Vlad the Impaler?
Like, imagine if he kept taking the colloidal silver and then just more illnesses built up like Mr. Burns. And then he would have been right.
Well, you are always too dunk to listen. I said back. No, I was mad. He was not even a Kirsten. What is you sorry? That scrammed all mad life? You are grounded. Go to your room and don't come out until I say. He pointed his drunk finger up the stars.
The finger was drunk.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how fast you're pointing, sir?
400 fucks per minute.
No. Go to jail. Do not pass go.
I ran up crying and breathing. I hope you're breathing. He was so mean and so unfair. I didn't do anything wrong. I locked myself in my room and sat on the bed, tears going everywhere. The only reason he didn't want me out of women's room is because he didn't like Ward. It wasn't fair. I went overt.
Oh.
Okay. To the mirror. And saw my makeup was all smouged.
The desolation of smouged.
Incinerated by a dragon.
Yes. I took it off and then put on some new makeup. I put on a nice green eye shadow. Wow. And I did a nice Natterol. What the fuck is a Natterol?
Sounds like a drug.
Yeah.
That's Adderall's brother.
Foundation written in French. It made me feel a lot better now that I looked pretty aging. Then there was a knock at the door. Can I come in? It was Fernando. Hey, I don't know why the gardener is in the house.
He's bringing the hose.
He was nice and helpful, so I let him in. He came in and sat on my bed and looked at me. He had nice teen skin and always had a nice bug smell.
Like Iga.
Yep.
Yeah.
He always made me feel better. I hurt what you fatter.
No fat shaming.
No, someone is fattening whoever.
Oh, they're into feeding.
No.
Yes.
Yeeling at you, he said. It was not good. He said in his Mexican accent. It was cut. Yeah, well, he is always so mean to me. He doesn't even know what it's like to be a good Christian. Trying to live with an elocholice. Yep, I read it right. I groan groaningly.
Really? How'd you do that?
That's a very good question.
We ask the hard-hitting questions here at FNFnews.com.
Fernando nodded because he knew what I mean. He was a Kristen, too, as in Kristen's collection.
Oh.
He came over and hacked me. It will be okay, he said. I love you. And then he left the room. Will he? I stared at him, He loved me? In a good, fiery way or in a boyfriend-girlfriend way? I sat back on my bed, looking all confused.
Yeah, same here.
Why didn't people understood that I was weird? Ward, and I loved him more than anything. Erin!
That's not my name.
Except God, because I could love nothing more than I love God. He was my boyfriend.
God was your boyfriend. Okay.
Well, apparently. I decided to go to bed because I was tired. I was laying in my bed looking at the dark ceiling when there was a knock at the window. It was a dwarf. He came in the window.
Wow.
And sat on the bed next to me. He was really comforting.
Oh, good.
You could take some Beanos after you take your protein shake, dude.
Yeah, I don't know that the Beano will help with his dick queefs.
That's a specialty instrument in the orchestra.
The dick queef?
It's very niche.
Oh, wait. It's even better if I read the whole sentence. He was really comforting, just him beaning there. I snaggled up to his bedai.
Deluxe, you're up.
What happened today? We were supposed to go to Yoith Group, he asked me askingly. I could tell he was worried that something bad had happened.
Well, yes, he is worried.
He's... My mean old fatter grounded me and said I can't leave the room until he said, and that could be in a mouth.
In whose mouth?
I told it weird upsetly. Ward, no. Ward raped his arm around me.
Yep.
That's...
Yes. He has tentacle arms.
No, I don't like it.
It will be okay. All the otter Christians were asking me.
I like the idea of otter Christians. So
no,
cute.
They're Christians. So there's a whole bunch of otters that are named Christian.
Yes.
We're asking about you in youth group. They were worried that something bad might have happened to you. I felt water come out of my eyes.
That's you called mean tears. Yes.
It is just immediate processing. There's no travel, just immediate water.
Oh.
I will go next week. Like weakness. I told him and Wad smelled the most sexist smell ever.
I didn't know it was turned on by farts.
All that cum farting.
Yep.
It made my body shack and shivar. I kissed him on his perfect check.
There she goes after the money again.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke bro.
Was that your guys' version of the clean radio version? No broke broke?
Yeah.
Yeah, broke broke.
Yep.
That's how it happens down here when I hear it on radio.
Words always mean more when you repeat them.
Or when you say sayingly.
Yeah.
And asked him to... Say here with me tat night. Cause Dad had said I had to stay here for a long time by my shelf. Edward agreed. We lay down together, but we didn't do anything natty because we were both born again.
So we only did butt stuff.
Only butt stuff.
God's loophole.
Yeah.
Only soaking. No pushing or backing up.
All we did... was hig and sleep. Then the door opened and I was confused because I had locked it so no one could get in. Okay, let me back up a sec. Who's that boy in your bed?
That's my body pillow, dude.
It was Dad.
So Dad was in the bed with you.
A.N. Oh, fuck me. All right. Dude, moon comes out soon. I can't wait, like waiting to see how hot Edward Cullen is going to be. Me, Janu, and Becca have our tuckets for the midnight screening.
There's no R.
Sorry, skeening. I can't wait. 27 school days.
Wait, which school days? Is this Oh What a Lovely Boat or is this Pouncefield?
Pouncefield.
Definitely Pouncefield.
I'm ignoring people that are mean and that want me to worship the devil.
Yeah, see, there's Dr. Eggman in here.
I send Christian love to Jennebecca and everyone at the Yarth Grove.
So Yurt? Like, the freaking thing you sleep in? Yarth Grove!
That's very close. I did a good gerb. God loved us all. Ooh. Me and Dad and Wars. Wars.
All of the wars.
All the Star Wars. All of the World Wars.
The War of 1812.
Yeah.
Which was the Battle of Attrition.
Stared at each Toher. And then Dad came in the room. He was going to hut me.
Like pizza.
Hut, hut, hut.
Hut, 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 hut,
hut. Yes.
Ward got up sexily and defensively.
Defensively.
And stood between me and Dad. Next person.
Well, there's only one left. Go ahead, T. Take us home.
But I'm home.
It is my fault. I sneaked into her room because I love her. Ward told Dad. He looked stunned. Then he said, I am her boyfriend, Ed Weird Xillin, brother of Penicillin. Ward's voice was really broody and sexa.
Get out of my house, or I will CSLL the Polik.
That is very racially charged. Ward left Trehoff the window.
Get to school now!
Dad yelled at me, and I got out of bed and got ready to go to school. I put on some Blake eyeshadow and pink lipstick. I made my makeup really hot and put on a nice black shirt that came to just above my knees. And I put on a nice light blue tank top that left my arms uncovered. Then I wailed to school.
Gonna move my arms like this, and if you're in the way.
At school, Ward was weighing for me at my tail bay. I sat nezzed to him sadly. I am sorry about Dad, I told him, and he chuklaed sexa-like. It's K, I oof you, he told me, and I cherried up. Whoa!
So you're my cherry pie.
No.
She's a good Christian girl.
Jenna and Jacob came and sat at our table too. Then it was time for class. We went to maths class.
Okay.
In maths class, there was a new boy with sexy blonde hair like a rabbit. And he was wearing a small cross around his neck. He was in a sexy black top that hagged his muscles.
That oysters.
And he wore tight jeans with two E's. Becca came beside me, holding hands with Jap.
Hey. No, it's a misspelled name.
I know. I'm guessing it means Jasper, but...
No, it's Japster.
Yeah,
it's
Japster.
Oh, yeah, Japster. The new Napster.
That's Brian Hanel. That is a truly unfortunate name. Is that spelled right?
Yep.
Yo, girl, let's do Hanel tonight.
I don't know.
Let's do Anna tonight.
I don't think I'm ready to go to 16th base.
The new boy, she said. Ooh. Jenny, who had came to my other side, next to Ward, wonked, and me.
Wonked.
Holy cow. He's cute. I agreed, but only in my heed, because Ward was beside me too.
No, not because.
Because, gosh dang.
Yep.
I agreed, but only in my heed, because Ward was beside me too. We all stayed down. I sat next to the new boy. Hi. Hold on. Hi, I'm Ernie. I held out my hand.
No, it's a question. It's like, hi, I'm Ernie.
Oh, that's true.
Am I Ernie? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Who am I?
Hi, I'm Ernie. I think I'm Ernie today.
but everyone is John. I hailed out my hand because it is polite.
It's B-Case again.
B-Case, it is polite. Gosh, dang it. That's the one that gets me.
It's like a Polish light, I'm guessing.
I guess. I am Brian, said Brain, and he shaked my hand.
That's his cover.
Are you a Christine too? I asked, and he said yes. This is my Christina boyfriend, Ward, I told Brian. Brian locked at Ward, and he said hi, but he loosed sad that I was with Ward. The teacher came her in the room, so we stopped talking and listened to him. Can I do one more? Please, can I do one more? Oh, I want to do one more.
Sorry.
Aw.
It's past 10, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh.
This man has gone through hell and back just to endure to this point for us. I am happy to let him rest.
Look, I only got one read the entire evening, so...
Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, but you get to have makeup reading makeup sex.
Yes, I get to have makeup sex with the story when nobody else is looking. That's exactly right. Plunge my dick directly into the monitor and electrocute myself to death.
Wow, no!
Val, it's fine. I'll make sure to impregnate you first.
Yay!
Oh, gee, thanks! You're gonna leave me, like...
Bury me with my monitor.
No! No! No!
So, Val, now comes the question. How many FPMs can Steve-O reach?
That's a question for Naked Opinions. Thank you very much, G-Lux and T, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. Oh, man, this was a delight. It was up and down. I only wish it could have lasted longer.
Well, I also wish that David's internet wasn't being eaten by crocodiles and old people.
And Shrek.
Yep. Fucking Shrek. Sean, do you want to read the Patreon list?
Thank you to our General Guardians, Advent Dawn, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cameron Leaf Mueller, Dylan Barber, Disambiguity, Discuss, Dizdom Plays, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Fouch, Miri, Now Recording.
Great.
Niami Rose, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, Sarah for the Win, Steve Van Sickle, The Waffle, and Wage.
All right, I need to go contact my collegiate level physics professor and ask if he knows the average fucks per minute that humans can read.
This is going to be very important later.
It's going to be on the test.
Actually, I think my physics professor is dead.
Oh, oh, that's sad.
All right. He was 85 when he taught the class.
Jesus
Christ. And this was in 2004.
Oh.
So... pretty sure he's not going to answer this email I'm writing.
No.
Well, you can always build your own sex machine, including a $45 drill from Harbor Freight.
Yeah, there's websites that explain to you and tell you what you can use to build your own, like, fuck machine.
Oh, I thought you were going to save this for Naked Opinions. Oh.
Well, I'm not telling anymore.
We're not answering the question. We're just saying,
this
is a scientific study. We have to provide our methodology, give, like, double-blind comparison tests, order a bunch of placebos, or the prophylactics. I can't remember.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.